You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA Radio. Happy Flag Day. 7:08, I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway begins his summer vacation. Hope he's going to have a good rest. Everyone always asks, when does John sleep? Hopefully now, but I doubt it. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the Pennsylvania Speaker of the House, Mike Torzai, who is from this area, looking across the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Lair, how you doing, sir?
Good. I understand you have a cold, so I appreciate you powering through with us this morning. Thanks.
Oh, you're great to have me on. Thanks. Tell John I miss him.
All right. He's probably just getting unwound a little bit. I know you did talk to John Shumway yesterday, who, by the way, did a story on KDKA-TV about the possibility of the minimum wage going up in Pennsylvania. Let's start there. What are your thoughts about that? As a lot of people struggle to make it on the current minimum.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. Minimum wage has actually had devastating effects, the increase in other jurisdictions. It's caused employers to lay people off. The most obvious example is in Seattle, because that's the highest minimum wage rate in the country. The cost of low-wage workers in Seattle actually outweighed benefits by a ratio of 3-1. The average low-wage worker in the city lost $125 a month. What happens is employers in those sectors start doing less hours, having less employees, and they turn to automation. And that even includes places like McDonald's. You know, for most of us, certainly I had minimum wage jobs. I was a busboy, dishwasher, worked at a sewage authority, and they tend to be entry-level jobs. You know, of those, 72% work part-time, and in terms of total employment, it's about 2.3%. It's been estimated that in Pennsylvania it would be a loss of about anywhere from 30,000 to 40,000 jobs. So, you know, it's interesting. The governor really has not pushed this. Now, of course, the governor's never around, so you really don't know what he's for, because we're about to embark on the budget, finalizing the budget. And for the first time in 4 years, he's not asking for tax hikes. He's wanted to increase the personal income tax. He's wanted to increase the sales tax. And anybody who's been punitive on workers is the person who wants to tax diapers and daycare, which is what Governor Wolf wanted to do, but we stopped those taxes. Mostly Republicans stopped it, but many of his fellow Democrats stopped it too.
So in terms of, you know, we always hear about this wrangling about the budget. We go through the summer and it always gets to beyond when we're supposed to have the budget in. Are you saying that overall things are going a little smoother now than they did before?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's interesting to say it always goes beyond. That is not true under Governor Corbett. For four straight years, we did the budget on time. It was always done by June 30th. We never increased taxes. And that's when we followed a recession where the floor fell out from underneath the United States. There was Obama stimulus money to cover for 2 years under Rendell. We did not have that under Corbett. We never decreased state dollars to education. We always increased it. And we've continued to increase it under Wolf. He's never signed the budget.
So where do we stand then today on getting a budget?
But we've increased it. You know, basic education by $100 million a year. And then, of course, our contributions to pensions have gone from under $800,000 in 11-12. We are now contributing to public school pensions in this budget that we're going to do over $2.5 billion annually.
We're talking to the Pennsylvania Speaker of the House, Mike Torzai. So, Mike, as far as the priority is obviously to get the budget done, but what are the specific issues that you find most important to Pennsylvanians right now that you all as the legislature are dealing with?
it has been a growing economy. Pennsylvania has not grown until this year, really with the federal tax cuts. And we are still lagging behind many other states. Many other states have an unemployment rate hovering around 3%. We still have an unemployment rate over 4%. That is changing significantly out west, in large part because of the development of natural gas.
Right.
And the petrochemical facility that's going to be located in Beaver County. You know, we did do tax credits, but they wouldn't have been here if we didn't have the abundance of natural gas. That will be the first facility of its kind in the northern part of the United States. It's going to have 6,000 construction jobs, 600 permanent jobs, and it's a $6 billion investment. The Penn State study said our region probably could have another four or five of those facilities. I was just up at the steam fitters in Jackson Township. I've been up there a number of times at their training facility.
Right.
Young people, men and women, were coming in to see about pursuing that for their education and career. Really, really impressive. But while I was there, 13 steam fitters were getting ready to take their tests with respect to that petrochemical facility. And then a buddy of mine, my boy's on the Vincentian baseball team, my middle boy, the others were at, one's at North Allegheny, the other graduate from North Allegheny's at Notre Dame. But my buddy, his dad, or one of Stephen's buddy, his dad, is an electrician. He said there's not enough people to fill the positions that are going to be needed.
In the trades.
In the trades.
Yeah, we hear that often. And before you go, we run out of time, but I want to ask you, have you heard anything about the possibility of the Amazon headquarters? What's our status? We're still in the game, I hear.
Yes. You know, Governor Wolf did present a package. He definitely did present a package to Amazon. And both Pittsburgh and Philadelphia markets are in the top 20. I will say this. The development coming from natural gas is probably three times what Amazon can do.
Yeah, that's a good point. People forget how many jobs that brought. All right, well, pick up the conversation. Thanks for the update on the budget, and have a great weekend.
Larry, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Pennsylvania Speaker of the House, Mike Turzai, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.